If the road were easy, everyone would take it. We don't shy away from challenges. We dive in. And now, live from an undisclosed location in FEMA Region 10, it's your host, Joshua Michael.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. April 13th, 2024. I am your host, Joshua Michael with Noncompliant America. First and foremost, I want to thank you very much for joining in this powerful transmission today. We are bound to speak the truth, shine light on the dark passages and the dark areas of our society. We are to root out the corrupt individuals that have captured this state and destroyed elements of our institutions, of our sovereignty, of our liberties, of our economies. And our goal is to fight these tyrants tooth and nail all the way until they're eradicated and or put behind bars. That's what needs to happen with a lot of these people. And we're on the forefront of doing so. And it is you, the listeners, and the individuals, and all the people that are engaged in this movement. And by movement, I mean speaking out, getting in the court of public opinion, saying no, choosing with your dollar, buying with your dollar, choosing what you like, what you don't like. That is the active engagement of liberty. And for that, I am grateful. Everybody worldwide engaging in this fight, because this is a fight for humanity. It's a fight for the future. It's a fight for our existence. And let's not forget that, and let's be reminded that that's what we're doing every single day. That's what our goal is. There is no other distractions to happen. We have to obviously enjoy our lives to a degree, but we need to understand these people will not give up, ever. We have to make them give up. We have to put them out of their misery politically to where they have no say, they have no forefront, they have no power. They need to be completely relinquished. Get behind me, Satan. That's what we all need to say, because this is a spiritual battle for the future. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. There is so much news and so many things that I want to get into today. I am absolutely refreshed and charged up. I just got back from a week out in Florida. It was unbelievably amazing. I love Florida. I got a real taste of what it's like over there and what everybody's preaching about, how great it is. Excuse me. It's an absolutely beautiful place. People are so nice there. We traveled all over the state and just kind of got a glimpse of, you know, what it looks like and what Oregon can be. Let's not forget, don't think Oregon is completely lost. I absolutely disagree with anybody that says that this state is hopeless. It's in a much harder position. We're in a much harder state to overcome, and there is a massive amount of corruption on both the Democrats, the governor's race. Tina Kotek is having a heyday right now with this Amy Gate situation and her wife essentially getting installed into her cabinet and getting a salary. It's a kind of a big scandal. It might be the fall of Tina Kotek. I'm going to put that out there right now. I do see a lot of things happening with that. There's a lot of national coverage on it. And so who is going to be the runner-up? Who's going to be the individual behind her? This is the exercise of liberty that we need each and every single day from every single one of you. It is very easy. Not only do we have to migrate from the dinner tables and the conversations that we've had there, we need to get out in the public. Talk to people at the gas stations. Talk to people at the grocery stores. Talk to people at the airport. I was speaking with a lady on the plane ride back. And her daughter was a staunch Republican. She was from Oklahoma. They worked directly with the governor over there, Sticks, I think his name was, or something like that. And she was a direct person directly under her. And I was talking to her about different things and having conversations. And we were talking. I was like, okay, yeah, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And I like to hear where people's perspective is at, right? She was an older lady. She was an attorney, been an attorney for 35 years. You know, very, very well respected. Her daughter was very well connected. Just got back from Mar-a-Lago. You know, she's working with the Trump campaign, stuff like that. Really interesting thing. But I was like, okay, well, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And I was asking her, you know, obviously about vaccines, about Bill Gates, and just kind of seeing what she knew. And she was a George Bush Republican. And when I say George Bush Republican, I hope that all of you guys know what I mean when you say George Bush Republican, right? It's that Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio type guys, now Mike Johnson, you know, who's absolutely disgusting. And we're going to play a clip from him on him basically vouching support for this FISA court, FISA warrant, which has a huge amount of opposition, thank God, happening in the House. Now, they did move forward with it, but he's thinking, oh, yeah, we don't quite understand because we all need to see all the classified information. The same classified information where they lied, cheated, and stole in regards to the stuff about Trump, right? Remember that? The dossier? That was all justification for them to illegally spy on Trump and Carlson and Jones and all this extension. It wasn't just Trump. It was anybody and everybody that was affiliated and or on the MAGA movement. And we got a massive amount of things coming out with that. I'm going to play that on the next segment with James O'Keefe and this other group that has exposed a CIA FBI operative, exposing how they have been interfering in daily cultures, and they've basically quarterbacked this whole attack on Alex Jones, and he talks about it specifically. And it's important because you guys have to understand these are the types of mechanisms that have been happening, not just with Alex Jones. He was simply just the first out of the gate, and he's probably one of the loudest people, so he brought it all to the forefront. But it was happening with doctors, with educators. I believe it happened with people in from Oregon. They're directly correlated with some of these organizations, some of the attacks, vicious attacks that we've seen by the media, as well as these operatives, as well as judicial lawsuits, judicial warfare that has been happening. But it's all coming out. It's all coming out. Are they going to get away with all of this? Are you going to let them get away with this? We are in the most important day and time in history that we've seen for this republic. And you have a golden opportunity to get involved. Fortunately, you don't have to put on your army boots, grab an AR-15, and go fight some foreign war on another country. Fortunately, the war can be fought here. And you don't have to have a weapon to do so. Your weapon is your voice. Your weapon is your wallet. That is the modern warfare system that we are in. And I can't stress it enough. That is how we win, and it is how we are winning. These people are panicking left and right and upside down. Tons and tons and tons of news. The BlackRock founder, Larry Fink, goes berserk over the latest earnings and amid ESG fallout. People are rejecting the ESG system in droves. But I'm not going to get to that yet. First of all, I want to talk about Trump and his response with him and his persecution, political persecution that's happening. This is election meddling. This is malinformation. Take a listen.
It's a scam. It's a scam. That's not a trial. That's not a trial. That's a scam. If you read Jonathan Turley, if you read Andy McCarthy, if you read the legal, they said there's not even a case there. That's election interference by the Biden administration. They actually took their top guy, one of their top guys, put him into the DA's office to run it. And it's a shame. What they have done is incredible. It's election interference, and it's got to stop. It's a third world country. This country has never done it. But you read Jonathan Turley, you read Andrew McCarthy, you read the legal scholars. Every single one of them said that whole thing is a scam. It's not even a crime. And what they're doing is a crime. They are criminals. All right, Bob?
Absolutely. So that's Trump taking the gloves off. This is the fight. This is the engagement. He's been misrepresented. They're just doing it for the headlines. If you guys haven't realized it, these cases go nowhere. These 91 cases that they've, you know, persecuted him with and all this stuff that they're doing, understand it's not about the case. It's about you. It's about convincing you one thing or the other and convincing you that Trump's a bad guy, he'll never win, the demoralization, the court of public opinion. That's what this is all about. But they are not winning, folks. They're not getting away with it. There's a massive, massive resurgence that's happening everywhere. And people are starting to understand, you know, what's going on with all this. And we have to keep holding these people to the fire, keep holding their feet to the fire, so they know we're not about this and we're not going to go along with this. Just such as Mike Johnson. Now listen to what Mike Johnson said just a few days, I think this was April 11th, so this would have been a couple days ago. Listen to what he says about the FISA court. And this is the same MO. Remember, CNN said that we can't read the WikiLeaks because we're not accredited news organizations, and we might not understand what they say or what they mean, you know, because we're dumb Americans and we just need to sit down, shut up, and trust the system and trust these people and trust these guys to be operating in a completely separate government behind our backs, behind closed doors, making the decisions that are going to benefit us. Listen to Mike Johnson.
When I was a member of the judiciary, I saw all the abuses of the FBI, the terrible abuses over and over and over, the hundreds of thousands of abuses. And then when I became speaker, I went to the SCIF and got the confidential briefing from sort of the other perspective on that to understand the necessity of Section 702 of FISA and how important it is for national security. And it gave me a different perspective. So I encourage all the members to go to the classified briefing and hear all that and see it so they can evaluate the situation for themselves. And I think some opinions have changed both ways, but that's part of the process. You got to be fully informed.
Yeah, so that's Johnson talking about that, how the FISA thing is a good thing and we all need to back him and just trust these guys. Even though this FISA thing was specifically used to spy on Trump illegally. In case you don't know, they went through the FISA courts. They created the dossier. They presented it to the FISA courts. Then that gave them the green light to illegally spy on all these people. Papadopoulos was one of the targets. Trump was the target. And it's all the people around him, and that's what we're fighting, is this system. The abuse that took part on that should eradicate it immediately. But here's the slippery slope, and I said this on my Twitter the other day, is once we push this out and we push this through, these institutions, this is how they work, and we have to understand what game we're playing here. Once this happens and we bring enough light to this to unwind this FISA thing, they are going to stage another 9/11 type event, because essentially 9/11 rolled this whole thing out. Started from 9/11. Department of Homeland Security didn't exist prior to 9/11, which basically created a super deep state, an administrative state. The oversight of everything, these secret organizations, then they were already operating. Well, you know, you can go back down to the 50s and the establishment of DARPA and different things like that. But for the most part, they had to bring it out into the open, because that's the move, is we have to adopt it and accept the tyranny. That's the stage that we're at. The good news is we're not accepting it. We're rejecting it in droves. And as more and more people become awake and understand what's going on, kind of like this lady at the airport that I was talking to, she had no idea that Bill Gates has programs to black out the sun. Think about that. And I said, she's pretty, you know, mild thinking. I didn't want to go too heavy on her. I just said, listen, what good would that particular science project have to do? Sun creates energy, sun creates life, sun is everything. What is the point? What is the good for humanity that this man is supposed to be doing to blacking out the sun? And she's like, I didn't know that. So that's how we fight back, folks. We got to inform these people of who these true tyrants are and root them out and restore our liberties. We'll be right back.
It's time to unmask the truth and expose the lies. The occupied forces do not want you to hear this broadcast. Breaking through the censorship and delivering raw, unedited content, it's Joshua Michael with Non-Compliant America.
So interesting. As things are unwinding, you know, we could go back, you know, tens, decades, and we go back all this time and we realize the lie that we've been living. And the lie is that they created this superficial society called the American Dream. They sold it to the baby boomer population and the population before them and adopted them. And we had such surplus during the Industrial Revolution following World War II, leading up to World War II, and all this stuff. And everybody went to sleep. Some of the greatest times in the existence, I think, of this earth were endured at those times. And why would they think when the world was at peace, everybody was at sleep, everybody was, having a great time, having kids, enjoying life with their family, traveling all over, exploring all these things, building these phenomenal societies. And then everybody was asleep. They thought it would never happen to us. But it's a cycle. It's a cycle. You know, it doesn't always have to be gloom and doom. It doesn't always have to be the end. It doesn't always have to be. It's the end of an age. It's the end of an era. It's the end of a system. And we are going into a harder society. It's going to be harder to function. It's going to be harder to operate. But that's a good thing. Undomesticating us slowly over these past 5 or 6 years. I absolutely believe that's what's happening. And I wanted to cover this because it's an interesting paradigm that I'm in that I'm always struggling with. I'm always struggling with, you know, let's go back to like the Q movement, right? And you can go on a bunch of different rabbit holes and a bunch of different things, but the overall broad stroke that I got from the Q movement was that there are these underlying systems and these other inner workings happening outside of the scope, underground or in behind closed doors that people don't know about or anything else. And the ultimate goal is to awaken the population to where we restore the republic. That's kind of my take on the Q movement. And there's all these rabbit holes that everybody gets caught up in these traps of, oh, this, that, this never happened, this never happened. Trump said he was going to do this, this never happened, this never happened. But let's take an 8-year span. Let's go 9 years. 8, 9 years. Right? Leading up 2014, 2015, Trump makes his announcement, everything else. And I don't want to make all of this about Trump because I think it's much bigger than him. I think he tapped an artery that was already sent to happen. But again, we needed him as a battering ram to break through the media stronghold that has captured this system for so long. And so we all needed each other. Trump needs us right now to support him and carry that torch to the finish line so he could become president. Then we can hold his feet to the fire. Then he becomes in the hot seat. Then it's his job and our job to continue lobbying him and the people around him to force him to do our will, the will of the people for the sake of humanity and the sake of this country and for the sake of our children. That's the most important thing. Now, he's going to make mistakes and we got to forgive those mistakes. We got to understand that his intentions are good. But sometimes he gets put in these political bubbles by the media, by the Democrats, by the bad actors that are in, you know, the House of Representatives, for example, with this Mike Johnson thing. But overall, it's a win because That's what the people want. And that's a win because the majority of people, that's what they want. They just want to be left alone. But we understand they're not going to leave us alone. They're still inducting our kids. Oregon, worst education system in the country. Bravo to us. They're still going to be moving forward. There's still going to be some casualties. And by casualties, that doesn't mean death. Casualties simply means being affected by war. That's my definition of it. I know it means four different things, right? You know, you can have a prisoner, you can have, you know, death, you can have an injury, you can have a deserter or something like that. But in the overall spectrum, we all are going to be affected by this. So wouldn't you rather be 10, 15 years from now being like, yeah, we played a part in that revolution. It was crazy. But there was a point that we decided that we're not going to go along with this system, and there was nothing that these people can do. They can hoax us into a virus. They can start a world war. They can do all this. They can lie, cheat, steal, everything else. But with the help of Donald Trump and Elon Musk and Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan and ourselves and our elected officials and our representatives and the people in the counties and the cities and the rural communities, we all decided organically we're not going to go along with this crap. You can shove all the ESG garbage that you want. We're not going to go along with it. And that's what's happening right now. That's what's happening right now. The BlackRock CEO, if you don't know who BlackRock is, I think they manage about, I don't know, $21 trillion or the group that's tied in with buying up all the real estate and making all your house prices go up. So that's a huge element of it. So he lost it on his latest earnings calls after the Texas Permanent School Fund pulled $8.5 billion from this woke asset manager, Larry Fink, over their continued ESG activism. Now, let me give you an example of ESG. I was flying Southwest on the way back, right? Southwest is the woke. Now, keep in mind, I didn't buy my tickets, folks. It's the wokest thing. Had a lot of turbulence, a lot of weird things happening with the plane on the way and everything else. On my way off the plane, no offense to you women, but there was probably like a 28-year-old blonde girl, looked like she just got out of pilot school. She was flying the plane. And yeah, we all know that's a ESG right there. Be right back.
Broadcasting from the former state of Oregon in FEMA Region 10, it's your host, Joshua Michael.
And we are back, third segment, folks. Welcome to Noncompliant America. Make sure to like and subscribe. Follow me at on X at Noncompliant US. Go to noncompliantamerica.com to download all the latest episodes. Make sure to like and subscribe and join this fun revolutionary moment that we are in. Aren't you going to be excited when we cease victory in 205 days when we watch Trump walk across the aisle and cease victory? There's rumors going around that he is already talking to foreign countries. Now, it's just a rumor, and they already know that he's going to be president. How could you not? How could you not? The polls have shifted massively with all the minority groups, with all the outerling groups, with all the naysayers, the Never Trumpers, everybody else moving in 10, sometimes 16% swings in favor of him. Now, these guys aren't going to give up. You know, that's usually how they win, is persistence. If they persistently try to beat us down, persistently attack us, persistently lie, cheat, and steal, they think eventually they're going to win. And by they, I mean, you know, even down to our local political class, people at our counties, our county officials, our county chairs that are just corrupt disgusting, despicable creatures that have no opposition because nobody steps up to them, or they're scared of a little bit of controversy, or scared because these guys try to intimidate or sue them. You know, if they speak up, how dare you speak up in a public forum in front of your county? But we aren't going along with that. We aren't intimidated by it. In fact, these guys have been attacking me online since I've had Mark Dielman on last week. Tons of attacks, all these people dying to discredit and say all these things about me. And I haven't even engaged it because here's my response, is that these guys are so irrelevant to what we're actually working on and what we're moving toward in the future. It would give them a leg up for us to even bring them on the platform and exercise what type of BS propaganda that they're going to do, right? Because we're looking 5 years ahead. We're looking 10 years ahead. We're looking and talking about the future. More importantly, we're talking to the public. We're not talking to the small group that is isolated, you know, in these little county circles and all the small minority of people that are quote unquote involved. Our goal is to get the public involved. Our goal is to get everybody involved. And these guys will simply just become irrelevant, and they are irrelevant. They're screaming at the top of a hill and they have no listeners. They have no following. They have no support. They are simply just trying to be dictators, but they know that their time is up because there's a bunch of things happening that I'm not ready to announce yet, but just let's just say these guys are going to all get a run for their money. And we can do it on a shoestring budget because their messaging is weak. People don't support them. People don't back them. And now people know what's going on. Because of people like us, because of all you, people now understand what's happening, even at our level. Even at the county level, they've pushed way too hard and they sold us out to dry. For example, Bill Post, he lives in Nevada now. Traitor that he is. Nobody likes Bill Post. It's actually quite funny. He got into Laura Loomer's web and she completely just lit him up a few days ago talking about, you know, his support for this guy in Nevada. And it was actually pretty remarkable. And he tries to church it up and say, oh, thanks, Laura, for promoting me. And hopefully we can have a discussion and all this stuff. But she just lit him up. And I think it's hilarious because, you know, that's what you have to do. Look at Ben Edel. Ben Edel has been holding, what's his name? I can't even think of his name. Who is that guy? I'm sorry, I had to draw a blank. David Brock Smith. He's been holding David Brock Smith's feet to the fire, and he's not backing down. But keep in mind, David Brock is sending him cease and desist letters. He sent Rob Taylor cease and desist letters. And he's like, stop talking about me. Don't call me this. Don't call me this. Don't call me that. You know, when he has direct correlations and direct business dealings and stuff with these Chinese groups, you know, it leads to speculation. Now, there's nothing wrong with having, you know, business dealings with the Chinese groups. But when you're literally on the House floor advocating for these windmills, but then you turn around and say, well, I don't support them, or we need to support them because somebody else is just going to put that forward anyway. Where have we heard that before? Ah, yeah, that's something that George Soros said. George Soros in the 90s stated that if he wasn't there rounding up the Jews and selling them out and they trusted him because he was a Jew, but they entrusted him, if he wasn't there doing it, robbing, pillaging, how did he get all his money, by the way? Nobody ever really quite asked that. So all of the Nazis pillaged and stole the wealth of these families. A lot of them went into their war chests, but George Soros suddenly becomes one of the richer guys in the world. How did he get his money? How did he get his start? Nobody ever really talks about that. Don't you think as he's stealing gold and everything else, he could just rat hole it away and come get it in a couple of years? You know, so it's, anyways, I digress. But Soros said the same thing. So that's David Brock Smith's argument on these windmills. But it's not working out for him. He doesn't like the heat. These people, these rats, don't, they're not used to the public, because again, that's who we're speaking to. We're speaking to the public. We're not speaking to these legislators and all these people that I believe are irrelevant in the culture war. We'll have our day once we get everybody in unison with what's going on, and we reach across the aisle outside of these institutions. When enough people on all sides of the fence are like, hey, we don't want all these illegals here. We don't want all of our money being sent to these homeless populations, that it doesn't work. None of these homeless systems that they have in place, they aren't working. Why is the homeless population growing? You can't just throw money at somebody and be like, hey, here you go. Here you go, bro. You can't do that. The best thing, I believe, is just cut the money off. Because, again, if I was homeless, why would I want to live in Oregon? It's cold, it's rainy, it's wet, it's miserable, you know? But if the drugs are free and you have all these amazing subsidies, the subsidies must be so good that you're going to turn down a nice warm climate with maybe a little bit less subsidies for the freezing cold where you just might freeze to death and you might die. That's how good the subsidies are. And you can do drugs for free? Pfft, yeah, no problem. Free needles over here. Come this way. We got a spot for you. Hey, and you can talk to a therapist if you want. Nah, I don't want to do that. Okay, that's fine. They get paid either way. How does that make sense? And so that leads me to also talking about Julie Hoy and the mayor. I support her completely. I'll put that out there right now. I support her for her run. However, we also need to hold her accountable in being somebody that's actually going to listen to the people, which means you got to get some of your people around you. You got to get them out of your circle, because if they're going to stay around you and be your advisors, they're going to advise you illy, and it's not going to work out. It's going to be another disappointment. But if you start listening to the people and take into consideration, look at other states and other counties and other cities that had a similar problem, I would reach out to those representatives that put that system in place and have had success on deviating the homeless population. I was on her town hall thing on her phone. I asked that question. And I guarantee you, is probably that Nick guy that kind of slithers around. You guys have probably already all seen him in the Marin County meetings and stuff like that. But they silenced. They didn't allow me to ask that question. But that's a good question. If you're trying to solve the homeless population, and clearly what we've been doing hasn't been working, why not look somewhere that it has worked and a system that has been put in place that has been successful, and mimic that? You know, tweak, give or take a couple things. You don't ask somebody that's never built a house to advice on how to engineer and build your house. You don't ask somebody that's never driven to take you to the store. You'll drive yourself, right? So why are we taking advice from all these people that are profiting? And that's the key, is that these organizations are being lobbied and they're getting money off the top or on the back end. They're getting kickbacks. There's a reason they're not eliminating this homeless situation, folks. And we saw it when the strongman competition came into Salem. We saw how quickly they can clean up the streets, but they didn't want to. Look at California, same thing. When the Chinese Communist Party came to town, guess what? There were no homeless populations around there. We'll be right back. Me and my buddy,
We making all of this money. Yeah, I know it's rude to be bragging. They never catching us lacking. Me and my buddy, we working hard for this money.
Welcome back to Non-Compliant America, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen. Today's a great day. I should actually probably take a vacation every month. Because I feel good. I feel rejuvenated. I feel... it's absolutely amazing. It's very healthy. Very healthy to do. You know, I haven't really taken a vacation for probably 10 years successfully. Where I'm actually... disconnecting, which is great. Best place to go so far, Florida. Place was amazing. So many nice people there. And there were hardly any fat people there. It was unreal. It's like people actually cared about their life. You know, it wasn't grueling and depressing. And I don't know. There's something about this state that it just feels so heavy. And I think it just wears on you. You know, whether it's MK Ultra or whatever you want to talk about, there's probably a lot going on and a lot of experiments happening on this population because there's just something unique. You know, you go to the airport, you're walking around, you're like, ooh, yeah, that's definitely going to Portland. I mean, you could just tell. And I love this state, right? I love the state. And there's some really good people here. Like, let's not get it twisted. I've lived here my entire life. I can criticize it, right? But let's all hold ourselves to a higher standard, and we can do that. We can have successes, and we are seeing a lot of successes. So there's all these public records requests happening with these small activist groups online in regards to Oregon, and they're having a lot of successes. It's funny, the Coin6 has been posting some things that the Oregon Health Authority, so the Oregon Health Authority has officially declared that there has been no link between the COVID-19 vaccine and cardiac deaths. Okay. Is this not the very definition of misinformation, malinformation, and disinformation? You're being gaslit by the news. Can someone please call the Attorney General? The Oregon Health Authority needs to be SWAT teamed immediately because they're promoting misinformation. And under the new Secretary of State ruling that they're trying to do, they're trying to outlaw sending and posting. Could you imagine? Think about this. What kind of country would we live in? And what kind of country would we be in? What kind of state would we be in? If you were to post something like this, and the Gestapo deemed you as a threat to society, and a terrorist, or a white supremacist, or whatever they try to paint you as, and they come SWAT team your house because you post online that there's no link between the COVID-19 vaccines and cardiac deaths. What if you posted that and they came to your house? That's happening around the country and in other countries. It's happening, folks. They're doing it. And so how do we fight against it? If the entire neighborhood is like, nope, you ain't taking him, you ain't doing that, they're going to have a much harder time versus if you're rat-holed in your little cave posting things and you have no support. That's why it's important to get out in the public and speak your mind and get people engaged. The engagement in our existence is how we win. Bringing everything to the surface, bringing everything to the light, letting it work itself out. That's the key. Like, there will be some heartache and trauma once we are able to get a hold of this homeless situation. It's not going to be all butterflies and rainbows. There will be some hard lessons that have been kicking the can down the road that eventually we're going to have to decide, hey, we got to just rip the Band-Aid off of this. And everybody's so scared of that. It's so terrifying to have those hard lessons. But it needs to happen. And that's what I'm here to expose. That's what I'm here to push forward. That's what I'm here to support. We can't prance around everybody's feelings anymore. We're not in that space. We have actual economic collapse knocking down our door. A potential new pandemic, because once they lose the culture war, once they lose the narrative, what always happens? They're going to initiate a war. They're going to initiate a new pandemic. They're going to create some type of catastrophe. Maybe they'll run a shipping container into a bridge. They're going to create something to distract us from the momentum that's happening. And a big thing that's happening right now is this thing with the CIA and FBI openly admitting. And they were trying to say that this guy actually wasn't an FBI, didn't work for the FBI or didn't work for the CIA. But that's not true. He absolutely did. It's all been confirmed. But what's great now, and this is why I think we're in a very dire situation, is because we have the Republican congressmen, they're calling for an official investigation into the FBI and CIA setup of Alex Jones. It's unbelievable that they would do that. But we already know. We already know this is what they've been doing. We've seen it. Who do you think is behind all of this stuff with Trump? It's at a higher level. But we've seen this time and time and time again. Andrew Tate, same thing. Look at what's happening with Bolsonaro and Lula in Brazil. They banned him from being able to run for president, and he was the popular president. They literally pulled Lula, who is now the president of Brazil. He was in prison. And they pulled him out, ran him, stole the election, and then basically deemed Bolsonaro a terrorist. And he had to flee for a while. Isn't that crazy? So we're seeing all these tyrannical rollouts happening right before our very eyes. And it's happening more so often. But what's great is that it's all getting exposed and it's all starting to come out, because people are realizing that the Justice Department and the FBI and the CIA and all these organizations, they are not working for us and they do not have our best interest. And I say we abolish them. I say we defund them completely. That's the key to all of this. You want to stop World War III? Stop funding Israel. Stop funding Ukraine. It will magically disappear. Because a lot of this conflict going on and a lot of these proxy groups and all of this stuff, it's all coming from the U.S. taxpayer. Why do you think we are the most heavily funded military in the world? In the world. I think 16 times over every other military. Don't quote me on that, but it's something ridiculous. It's because we're funding these conflicts. Just like when Obama legalized domestic operations from the CIA, he signed that bill into order. Guess what? Now we're funding these controlled opposition groups. You're funding groups like Black Lives Matter and Antifa, and now the Palestinian movement. These guys are getting funding. A lot of what you see is manufactured, just like January 6th was manufactured. And getting down to the concept of, we aren't in Kansas anymore, folks. And this is the real world. And it's up to us to expose these groups and these organizations and don't get caught up into the system that is trying to convince you one thing's happening when it's really not. You have to verify. You have to do your own research. Don't even take my word for it. And you have to do your own investigations. And then once you find that out, you have to speak out against it. That is the war that we're fighting right now. That's the stage of the war. And if you get involved, we can deter a future oncoming world war. You're listening to Joshua Michael. Thanks for joining, and we'll see you next week.